The Comandante ordered, "Dispose of the body." On the island that had been called Eden for more generations than he could count, the leader of the Sons of Adam stood at the end of a small jetty not far from the colorful faux fishing village that was his home. His fingers clenched tighter around the disposable phone at his ear.
"She was an American," the Bari captain of police replied. "You know they'll come sniffing around."
The Comandante's hackles rose at the pushback, and he took a deep drag from his cigar. He was still new in the leadership role, but watching his weak grandfather and weaker father try to tread water against the recent flood of change had motivated him toward aggressive measures once his old man was gone. Some of the group's long-standing partners, like this police captain, were still learning that his fist was heavier than his father's had ever been. He exhaled the sweet cigar smoke and deepened his baritone.
"Let them sniff."
"One of the men entered the description and prints of the girl into the computer already."
Feeling a stone under his boot, he ground it into dust with his heel.
"That is unfortunate. I told you before how to deal with this type of situation."
"There was a delay. We didn't know this was one of yours."
A vein in the Comandante's temple throbbed. His men had killed the tall Jezebel when she fought them in the alley behind the bar. They knew not to slay the women they caught, and fearing his wrath at the loss of income, the team had argued. Panicking, they dumped her body in the harbor before loading up the rest of the catch and heading for the island. Only then had his most loyal man radioed about the situation. The Comandante looked out to sea and took another drag from his cigar. All was black sky and dark, violent, wind-tossed sea. It would be hours yet before the boat arrived, without the hothead who let his knife out of its scabbard. He would be dumped overboard alive, shackled to a heavy rock, to send a clear message to the other fishermen.